Spatial anxiety and spatial ability, mediators of gender differences in math anxiety. By Véronique Delage, Geneviève Trudel, Fraline Retinal, and Aaron A. Maloney, from the School of Psychology of the University of Ottawa. Published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, 2021, American Psychological Association. Abstract. Females tend to be more anxious than males while engaging in mathematics, which has been linked to lower math performance and higher math avoidance. A possible repercussion of this gender difference is the underrepresentation of females in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math, as math competencies are an essential part of succeeding in such fields. A related, but distinct, area of research suggests that males tend to outperform females in tasks that require spatial processing, that is, the ability to mentally visualize, rotate, and transform spatial and visual information. Interestingly, factors from the spatial processing domain, spatial ability and spatial anxiety, are important in explaining gender differences in math anxiety. Here, we examine three types of spatial anxiety and ability: imagery, navigation, and manipulation, as well as math ability, as mediators of gender differences in math anxiety. Undergraduate students, 125 male, 286 female, completed assessments of their general level of anxiety, their math anxiety, and their spatial anxiety. They also completed a series of tasks measuring their mathematical skill, their spatial skills, and basic demographics. Results suggest that manipulation, anxiety, inability, navigation anxiety, and math ability explain the gender difference in math anxiety, but manipulation anxiety was the strongest mediator of this relation. Conversely, all other measures did not explain the gender difference in math anxiety. These findings help us better understand the gender difference in mathematics, and this is important in reducing the gender gap in STEM fields. Main text. Math is an important skill to have in today's technologically advanced society, as low numeracy is associated with several undesirable outcomes. Indeed, longitudinal research from the United Kingdom demonstrated that adults, that is, 37 years old, who had poor numeracy skills were people who were more likely to have left school earlier with fewer qualifications and were also less likely to have secured stable employment. Strong mathematical skills were even more important in predicting one's earning potential than were their literacy skills, years of schooling, and intelligence. Mathematical skills are especially important in careers in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM fields. Unfortunately, females are both underrepresented in STEM fields and more likely to experience anxiety about mathematics, even after controlling for general anxiety. Many researchers have speculated that the higher levels of math anxiety that females experience may be one reason for their underrepresentation in STEM fields. Determining the causes of gender differences in math anxiety may play an important role in reducing the gender gap in STEM domains and leveling the playing field. As such, in the current study, we investigate one path via which gender differences in math anxiety may emerge, that is, spatial ability and anxiety. Math anxiety. Math anxiety is a phenomenon in which individuals experience negative effect when engaging in tasks demanding numerical and mathematical skills. Math anxiety is highly correlated with test anxiety, and the two concepts are often studied together, but are distinct from one another. More importantly, math anxiety is negatively related to performance on a number of mathematical and numerical tasks. In fact, high math-anxious individuals have been found to perform less well on simple numerical tasks, such as magnitude comparison, counting, and simple additions and multiplications. These individuals also exhibit weaker performance on complex additions and difficult word problems. Importantly, math anxiety is not simply a proxy for poor math ability. Rather, math anxiety is believed to cause negative thoughts and worries that co-opt the working memory resources that are necessary for optimal performance in mathematics. resulting in higher math-anxious individuals performing more poorly than their non-anxious counterparts on mathematical and numerical tasks. For a detailed account on the various theories of how math anxiety relates to performance, see Ramirez et al., 2018. As noted above, females tend to report higher levels of math anxiety than males. Several hypotheses designed to explain this gender difference in math anxiety have been explored. For example, Bieg et al., 2015, found evidence that high school girls who endorsed the stereotype females are bad at math tended to have higher math anxiety and theorized that endorsing the stereotype caused girls to become anxious about math. Another theory is that gender differences in math anxiety could be explained by math performance. However, results from studies on gender differences in math achievement are mixed. For example, while some studies suggest that there are gender differences in mathematics performance, other studies do not support this claim, but rather suggest that males and females are equally skilled. As such, the hypothesis that math performance can explain the gender difference in math anxiety does not have strong support in the literature, but nonetheless remains an empirical question. Spatial ability. A relatively novel hypothesis is that factors from the spatial processing domain play an important role in the development of gender differences in math anxiety. Spatial processing refers to mentally visualizing, rotating, and transforming spatial and visual information. While at the outset, it may seem strange that math anxiety would be linked to the domain of spatial processing, there is indeed a vast body of literature linking math anxiety and space. Although there is some conflicting evidence, it is generally found that poor spatial abilities are associated with weaker mathematical performance and achievements. For example, Guerre et al., 2019, demonstrated that elementary school students' spatial abilities in year 1 were related to their math performance in year 2, and that their math performance in year 2 predicted their spatial abilities in year 3. While there does not appear to be a reliable gender difference in math ability, there does appear to be a reliable gender difference in spatial ability, with males outperforming females. Interestingly, Maloney, 2016, suggested that poor spatial abilities may predispose one to develop math anxiety. Her argument was that people with poor spatial abilities may end up struggling with math and, because of this struggling, may develop math anxiety. While Maloney's proposed model of the development of math anxiety did not set out to account for the gender difference in math anxiety, nor did it mention spatial anxiety, it is nonetheless an antecedent to the generation of this novel line of research into the relations among gender, math achievement, and anxiety, and spatial achievement and anxiety. When exploring links between spatial abilities and mathematics, it is important to note that just as there are different categories of mathematics, for example, arithmetic, geometry, calculus, there are different categories of spatial abilities. However, there is still debate within the field regarding how to subcategorize spatial processing. Suggested that spatial abilities can be categorized on two different dimensions. The first is intrinsic versus extrinsic. Intrinsic spatial abilities deal with information from a single object, while extrinsic spatial abilities deal with information on relations among a group of objects. This dimension is consistent with Hegarty et al.'s 2006 small scale tasks regarding mental transformation or manipulation of objects, versus large-scale, tasks requiring navigation through space, categorization of spatial abilities. The second dimension, described by Utal, Meadow et al. In 2013, static versus dynamic, separates tasks based on whether or not they involve movement or transformation. The theory that spatial abilities may play an important role in the gender gap within math anxiety was first examined by Maloney et al. In 2012, in which they suggested that perceived spatial ability mediates the relation between math anxiety and gender. This idea was further explored by Ferguson et al. In 2015, who included measures of perceived large-scale spatial ability, actual large-scale and small-scale spatial ability, and a measure of how much anxiety one feels during spatial tasks, that is, spatial anxiety. The results indicated that small-scale spatial abilities and spatial anxiety most strongly predicted the relation between gender and math anxiety. Spatial anxiety. More recently, Sokolowski et al. In 2019 explored different mediation models to explain gender differences in math anxiety using math ability, perceived math ability, small-scale spatial ability, perceived spatial ability, and three types of spatial anxiety as mediators, while controlling for general anxiety. While the previously mentioned work by Ferguson et al. In 2015 used a measure of spatial anxiety that focused primarily on navigation anxiety, Sokolowski et al. In 2019 used a newer adult spatial anxiety questionnaire, composed of three subscales. The three subscales are imagery, also called recognition in Sokolowski et al. 2019, which represents the intrinsic static classification from Utah, Meadow et al. In 2013. Manipulation, which represents the intrinsic dynamic classification, and navigation, which represents the extrinsic dynamic classification. The extrinsic static category is not presented in this scale because the factor analysis of this questionnaire items performed by the authors to create the subscales resulted in only three distinct subscales. Using the newer measure of spatial anxiety, Sokolowski et al. In 2019 were able to better explore which components of spatial anxiety may mediate the relation between math anxiety and gender. Another important addition in Sokolowski et al. 2019, compared to the previous studies, is the inclusion of math ability and perceived math ability as potential mediators. Interestingly, while factors within the mathematical domain, math ability and perceived math ability, did not mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety, factors within the spatial domain did. The strongest mediator was found to be spatial anxiety over spatial ability and perceived spatial ability. More specifically, navigation anxiety and manipulation anxiety, but not imagery anxiety, mediated the gender differences in math anxiety. Current study. In the current study, we aim to improve upon the prior pioneers' research of Sokolowski et al. 2019 in several key ways. Specifically, we examine the three types of spatial anxiety and objective measures of the three types of spatial abilities, rather than perceived ability, as mediators of the gender difference in math anxiety. Although Sokolowski et al. 2019 examined the three types of spatial anxiety, they only included one measure of actual spatial ability, manipulation ability. Given that perceived ability is not the same as actual ability, we felt it prudent to explore the role that actual spatial abilities play in the relation between gender and math anxiety. Against this background, our first objective was to replicate the previous findings that navigation anxiety and manipulation anxiety mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety. Our second objective was to further explore whether the three types of actual spatial ability also mediate the link between math anxiety and gender. Our last objective was to replicate the finding from Sokolowski et al. 2019 that math ability does not mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety. Given the work of Sokolowski et al. In 2019, we predicted the two types of spatial anxiety and spatial ability, manipulation and navigation, would mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety, but that the anxieties would be the stronger mediators, that is, would account for more of the relation between gender and math anxiety. We also predicted that, like Sokolowski et al. In 2019, we would not find math ability to mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety. Method. Participants. 425 participants were recruited from an undergraduate student research pool. The pool is a research participation program designed to allow students in introductory psychology courses to participate in research to receive credits for the course. The students received 1 credit for their participation in this 1-hour study, as per institutional guidelines. After reading the consent form, 6 students did not consent to participate, 3 participants withdrew from the study, and 5 participants did not identify as male or female. Thus, in total, 411 students, 125 identified as male, 286 identified as female, were included in the analysis. Students who did not consent still received course credit as per local REB regulations. Of the participants included in the analysis, 56.7% identified English and 15.6% identified French as their first language, and 24.6% identified another language, while 3% did not provide this information. The mean age of the participants was 19.3 years of age. 4 participants did not provide their age. Note that we use the term gender here rather than sex, as students were asked to identify their gender by selecting male, female, or other in the demographic portion of the study. Procedure. The research presented herein received REB approval from the University of Ottawa Office of Research Ethics. All research was conducted following ethical research guidelines. Data collection took place during the 2019 fall semester, and the study was approximately 1 hour long. All tasks and questionnaires were completed via Qualtrics in English. While an online platform was used to administer the tasks, data collection was nonetheless completed in person. When participants arrived at the lab, they were brought to a testing station that included a computer, a pencil, a paper, and a calculator. Participants were first asked to complete the consent form on the Qualtrics survey, and once informed consent was obtained, this study commenced. The math questions were completed first, followed by the spatial tasks, anxiety scales, and demographic questionnaire. For each math question and spatial task trial, responses and response times were recorded. Only responses were analyzed for this study. Abstentions from answering a question on the math tests and the spatial tasks were treated as incorrect responses. We followed this method as it is the current practice on most academic exams. Tasks. Math questions. Participants' mathematical ability was measured with a variety of multiple-choice questions that targeted the 5 strands of mathematics from the curriculum of Ontario. These questions were created by a mathematics consultant and were designed to be appropriate for students in grade 5 to 7, so ages 10 to 12. These questions were representative of the various types of questions that one might see on a provincially standardized math test. We opted to use these questions as we believed them to be 1. Difficult enough to avoid ceiling effects, 2. Presented early enough in the Canadian education system that most, if not all, participants should have encountered these types of questions before, that is, could potentially solve them, and 3. Representative of different domains of mathematics. More specifically, participants were asked to answer 10 questions for each strand. A. Data management and probability. B. Geometry and spatial sense. C. Number sense and numeration. D. Measurement. And E. Algebra. Performance was determined using accuracy. Imagery ability. Participants' imagery ability was measured with a computerized, modified version of the embedded figures task. In this task, participants are shown a complex 2-dimensional line drawing and asked to identify which figure out of 5 simple line figures was presented in the complex drawing as shown in Figure 1. The 5 simple figures presented on each trial were always the same. Manipulation ability. Participants' manipulation ability was measured with a computerized mental rotation task. For this task, participants were shown 2 3D objects made of 10 adjoining cubes oriented in different directions. See Figure 2. By pressing the same or different button on the screen, the participant identified whether they thought the 2 objects shown were the same object oriented differently or if they were being shown 2 distinct objects. Navigation ability. A modified computerized version of the roadmap test of directional sense was used to measure participants' navigation ability. Participants are presented with a map that contains a dotted path. On each street corner, the individual was presented with the letter R, right turn, or the letter L, left turn, to demonstrate the direction they would be turning if they were following the dotted path. However, not all the turns were labeled correctly. Therefore, participants were asked to imagine that they were walking this path and to press either the Y key for yes or the N key for no to identify whether they agreed or disagreed with the direction provided. See Figure 3. Three maps were presented to the participant with 3, 17, and 33 turns, respectively. The first two maps, 3 and 17 turns, were used as practice trials, and the last map, 33 turns, was used to score performance. Questionnaires. Math anxiety. Math anxiety was measured using the 9-item abbreviated math anxiety scale. Participants were required to rate how anxious they would feel in a variety of situations, that is, having to use the tables in the back of a math book and listening to a lecture in math class. On a 5-point Likert scale ranging from low anxiety, 1, to high anxiety, 5. Good to excellent internal consistency and good test retest reliability have been reported in this measure. In this current sample, Cronbach's equals 0.91. Spatial anxiety. Participants' spatial anxiety was measured using the Adult Spatial Anxiety Questionnaire, a 24-item scale equally divided into 3 subscales: manipulation, M, navigation, N, and imagery, I. Participants were required to rate how anxious they would feel in a variety of situations. For example, M, asked to imagine the 3-dimensional structure of a complex molecule using only a 2-dimensional picture for reference. N, asked to follow directions to a location across town without the use of a map. And I, asked to give a detailed description of a person's face whom you've only met once, on a 5-point Likert scale ranging from not at all, so 0, to very much, 4. Good internal reliability for all 3 subscales have been reported. In the current data set, all 3 subscales have a good to excellent internal reliability. Cronbach's equals 0.91, N, Cronbach's equal 0.93, and I, Cronbach's equals 0.85. General anxiety. Participants' general anxiety was measured using the trait section of the State Trait Anxiety Inventory, a 20-item measure that was used to account for participants' trait anxiety. Questions were answered on a 4-point Likert scale ranging from not at all, 1, to very much so, 4. The questionnaire included positive, that is, I am content, I am a steady person, and negative, that is, I worry too much over something that doesn't really matter, items, with negative items being reverse scored and combined with the positive items, such that higher scores indicate higher levels of trait anxiety. Good to excellent internal consistency, Cronbach's equals 0.90, and good test retest reliability, R equals 0.77, have been reported for this measure. In the current study, the Cronbach's equals 0.92. All analysis were performed using SPSS version 23. For the zero-order correlations between all variables, see Table 1. The results section is divided into 3 subsections. 1. Preliminary analysis testing gender differences on each of the variables. 2. Mediation analysis testing our hypotheses outlined in our 3 objectives. 3. An additional post hoc mediation analysis in which all constructs demonstrated to significantly mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety from the previous analysis are tested within the same model to determine whether they account for unique variance. Because not all participants completed all measures, we use pairwise selection for the correlation and gender differences analysis and a listwise deletion for the mediation analysis. Preliminary analysis, gender differences. We began by testing gender differences in math anxiety and the three spatial anxieties, controlling for general anxiety. Across all the types of anxiety, females rated themselves as significantly more anxious than did males, even after controlling for scores on the STAIT. Specifically, females rated themselves more anxious than did males in math anxiety. Females EM3 equals 2.73, males EM equals 2.39, F is 1 to 386 equals 12.666, P is smaller than 0.001. Partial eta squared equals 0.032. Navigation anxiety, females EM equals 2.07, males EM equals 1.68, F for 1 to 381 equals 12.390, P is smaller than 0.001. Partial eta squared equals 0.031. Manipulation anxiety, females EM equals 1.82, males EM equals 1.24, F for 1 to 382 equals 39.047, P is smaller than 0.001, partial eta squared equals 0.093, and imagery anxiety, females EM equals 1.54, males EM equals 1.30, F is 1 to 385, equals 7.464, P equals 0.007, partial eta squared equals 0.019. See table 2. For gender differences in math ability and the three spatial abilities, males outperformed females in assessments of math ability. Females M equals 0.86, males M equals 0.89, F for 1 to 409 equals 9.034, P equals 0.003, partial eta squared equals 0.022. Navigation ability, females M equals 0.75, males M equals 0.85, F is 1 to 409 equals 10.173, P equals 0.002, partial eta squared equals 0.024, and manipulation ability, females M equals 0.69, M equals 0.79. F for 1 and 409 equals 24.042. P is smaller than 0.001. Partial eta squared equals 0.56. There was, however, not a significant gender difference in imagery ability. Females M equals 0.28. Males M equals 0.31. F for 1 to 409 equals 2.290. P equals 0.131. Partial eta squared equals 0.006. See table 3. Mediation analysis. All mediation analysis reported below were computed using the process macro version 3.4 in SPSS. Significance was tested using a bootstrapping method with 5,000 iterations. Indirect effects were calculated for each of the 5,000 bootstrapped iterations, and the 95% confidence interval was determined by computing the indirect effect of the 2.5th and 97.5th percentile. All mediation analysis also include general anxiety as a covariate. Do spatial anxieties mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety? In line with our first objective, that is, to replicate the previous findings that navigation anxiety and manipulation anxiety mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety, we assessed whether each of the spatial anxieties, manipulation, navigation, and imagery, uniquely explains the relation between gender and math anxiety using a competing mediator analysis. The total indirect effect was significant, as the 95% confidence interval did not include zero. Effect equals 0.237, 95% confidence interval 0.143, 0.341, suggesting that Taken together, these three anxieties mediated the relation between gender and math anxiety. The total indirect effect accounted for 70% of the total effect. Percentage of confidence equals 0.70. Manipulation anxiety, indirect effect equals 0.213. 95% confidence interval, 0.120, 0.3116. And navigation anxiety, indirect effect equals 0.056, 95% confidence interval, 0.013 to 0.115, also served as significant independent mediators. The indirect effect of manipulation anxiety accounted for 60% of the total effect. Percentage of confidence equals 0.60, and the indirect effect of navigation anxiety accounted for 20%. Percentage of confidence equals 0.20. The indirect effect of imagery anxiety, however, was not significant. Effect equals negative 0.032, 95% confidence interval, negative 0.080, 0.000. After including the spatial anxieties, the direct effect between gender and math anxiety was not significant. Effect equals 0.114, 95% confidence interval, negative 0.069, 0.297. See table 4 for a summary of the analysis and figure 4 for a visual representation. Do spatial abilities mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety? In line with her second objective, that is, to further explore whether the three types of actual spatial ability also mediate the link between math anxiety and gender, we next assessed whether each of the spatial abilities, manipulation, navigation, and imagery, uniquely explains the relation between gender and math anxiety, using a competing mediator analysis. The total indirect effect was significant. Effect equals 0.119, 95% confidence interval, 0.060, and 0.190, suggesting that, taken together, performance on the measures of spatial ability mediated the relation between gender and math anxiety. The total indirect effect accounted for 36% of the total effect. Percentage of confidence equals 0.36. The indirect effect of manipulation ability was significant. Effect equals 0.099, 95% confidence intervals, 0.043, and 0.172, and accounted for 30% of the total effect. Percentage of confidence equals 0.30. Suggesting that the relation between gender and math anxiety can be explained, at least in part, by manipulation ability. Finally, navigation ability, effect equals 0.016, 95% confidence interval, negative 0.017, 0.051, and imagery ability, effect equals 0.004, 95% confidence interval, negative 0.008, and 0.025, did not mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety. While performance on the measures of spatial abilities as a whole and the performance on the measure of manipulation ability on its own did significantly mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety, the direct effect from gender to math anxiety remained significant when including all three abilities in the analysis. Effect equals 0.217, 95% confidence interval, 0.032, and 0.0401. See table 5 for a summary of the analysis and figure 5 for a visual representation. Does math ability mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety? In line with our final objective, that is, to replicate the finding from Sokolowski and al. In 2019, that math ability does not mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety, we next assess whether math ability explains the relation between gender and math anxiety with simple mediation analysis. The indirect effect of math ability was significant. Effect equals 0.095, 95% confidence interval, 0.027, 0.170, and accounted for 28% of the total effect, percentage of confidence equals 0.28, suggesting that the relation between gender and math anxiety can be explained, at least in part, by math ability. While math ability did significantly mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety, the direct effect from gender to math anxiety was still significant in the analysis. Effect equals 0.241, 95% confidence interval, 0.068, and 0.414. See Table 6 for a summary of the analysis and Figure 6 for a visual representation. Do the four mediators uniquely mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety? While it was not one of our outline objectives, we nonetheless explored whether the constructs that were found to mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety would, when taken all together, account for unique variance in the relation between gender and math anxiety. In a competing mediation analysis that included the significant mediators from our previous analysis, manipulation ability, manipulation anxiety, navigation anxiety, and math ability, the total indirect effect was significant. Effect equals 0.293, 95% confidence interval, 0.180, 0.411, and accounted for 84% of the total effect. Percentage of confidence equals 0.84. The indirect effect of manipulation ability was not significant. Effect equals 0.007, 95% confidence interval, negative 0.044, 0.058, suggesting that manipulation ability is not a unique mediator of the relation between gender and math anxiety. Math ability, indirect effect equals 0.083, 95% confidence interval, 0.024, 0.154. Manipulation anxiety, indirect effect equals 0.150, 95% confidence interval, 0.078, 0.234. And navigation anxiety, indirect effect equals 0.053, 95% confidence interval, 0.014, and 0.106, served as significant independent mediators. The indirect effect of math ability accounted for 24% of the total effect. Percentage of confidence equal 0.24. The indirect effect of manipulation anxiety accounted for 43%. Percentage of confidence equals 0.43, and the indirect effect of navigation anxiety accounted for 15%. Percentage of confidence equals 0.15. The direct effect between gender and math anxiety was not significant after the inclusion of the mediators. Effect equals 0.057, 95% confidence interval, negative 0.117, 0.231. See Table 7 for a summary of the analysis and Figure 7 for visual representation. Discussion. Why do females report higher levels of math anxiety than males? In the present investigation, we explore the important question in a large sample of undergraduates. We systematically explored the role of that spatial anxieties, spatial abilities, and mathematical ability play in the relation between gender and math anxiety. The results of this research serve as an important advancement in our understanding of what underlies this gender difference. These results also further underscore the important relations between the domains of math and space. First, we examine whether spatial anxieties accounted for any of the relation between gender and math anxiety. We found that two types of spatial anxieties, manipulation and navigation, uniquely explain the gender difference in math anxiety, while the third, imagery anxiety, did not. This finding is consistent with previous research. The results also indicate that manipulation anxiety is the strongest mediator of the relation between gender and math anxiety in that, of the various mediators, it accounted for the highest proportion of variance in the relation between gender and math anxiety. As such, manipulation anxiety may play an important role in the relation between gender and math and may be key to addressing the lack of females who enter STEM fields. Second, we examined whether spatial abilities accounted for any of the relation between gender and math anxiety. We found that manipulation ability explained a part of this relation, but navigation and imagery ability did not. These findings are consistent with those of Maloney and al. 2012, who demonstrated that spatial abilities mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety, and those of Ferguson and al. 2015, who demonstrated that small-scale, intrinsic spatial abilities, such as manipulation, but not large-scale extrinsic spatial abilities, such as navigation, mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety. Third, we examine whether math ability was a significant mediator of the relation between gender and math anxiety. We did, indeed, find that math ability accounted for a significant amount of the variance between gender and math anxiety. This result contradicts that of Sokolowski and al. 2019, who reported that math ability did not mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety. Lastly, we explored whether the constructs that were found to mediate the relation between gender and math anxiety would, when taken altogether, account for unique variance in the relation between gender and math anxiety. When manipulation ability, manipulation anxiety, navigation anxiety, and math ability were entered in a competing mediators, manipulation ability was not found to predict unique variance, whereas math ability, manipulation anxiety, and navigation anxiety were. The results of the present study have many important implications. First, these data provide insights into how math anxiety may develop. For example, Maloney and Baylock in 2012 suggested that poor spatial skills may lead children to experience difficulties with mathematics, which may, in turn, lead to math anxiety. Taken together with all the results of the current investigation and those of Sokolowski and al. In 2019, a revised theory may propose that trouble with spatial processing may lead to trouble with both mathematics and spatial anxiety, which may, in turn, lead to math anxiety. While the present data cannot speak to whether lower spatial skills may cause math anxiety, indeed, these data were all collected during a single time point, they are both consistent with the Maloney and Baylock in 2012 theory and serve as evidence that spatial skills and spatial anxieties play an important role in the relation between gender and math anxiety in adults. Several researchers have argued that math anxiety serves as a reason females are less likely to pursue STEM careers and have suggested that interventions aimed at increasing the number of females in STEM may benefit from a focus on reducing math anxiety. However, the findings of the study, along with those of Sokolowski and al. In 2019, highlight the importance of spatial anxiety, specifically manipulation anxiety and navigation anxiety. A prudent strategy for increasing the number of females who enter into STEM careers may thus to be designed interventions aimed at reducing these spatial anxieties, with the hope that this leads to a decrease in the relation between gender and both spatial anxiety and anxiety. There has not been much work done to date on decreasing either manipulation or navigation anxiety. Indeed, the concept of manipulation and navigation anxieties as separate constructs is relatively novel. However, we draw from work on math anxiety to make suggestions. For example, Subakar and al. In 2015 and Pasolungi and al. In 2020 demonstrated that math tutoring programs and anxiety identifying and coping strategies can reduce math anxiety in children. Similar to phobia interventions, exposure to math could not only improve math skills, but also reduce anxiety through desensitization. Another approach may leverage work on cognitive reappraisal. Indeed, the work by Maloney and al. In 2012 and Sokolowski and al. In 2019 highlights the importance of perceived ability with respect to the gender difference in math anxiety. These findings dovetail well while the interpretation account of the development of math anxiety proposed by Ramirez and al. In 2018. Ramirez and al. In 2018 argue that appraisal processes play an important role in shaping not only who develops math anxiety, but also whether math-anxious students falter or thrive during demanding math situations. They highlight the positive role that games and interactive platforms might play in encouraging students to engage more in math and appraise as enjoyable. Ramirez and colleagues note, however, that it is important for students to understand that math is not always fun and that there is a lot to gain from predictively struggling with math. Rather than suppressing worries or avoiding math, it can be effective to encourage individuals to reappraise their math anxious reactions or embrace the mindset that disfluent learning is an important part of the learning process and is not necessarily indicative of low skill. Given the promising research that suggests spatial abilities are malleable and can be improved with training, one possibility is that improving manipulation abilities, especially in females, could lead to a decrease in both manipulation anxiety and math anxiety. This, in turn, could lead to an increase in the number of females who enter STEM careers. These results should, at least, prompt one to consider the importance of tackling both math anxiety and manipulation anxiety when trying to remedy the lack of females in STEM. It is also important to note here the discrepancy between the finding reported herein that math ability significantly mediates the relation between gender and math anxiety, and the findings from Sokolowski et al. In 2019, who did not find this. There are a few possible explanations for the discrepancy. First, the mathematical questions that were used in the current study were designed to capture a wide array of types of mathematics. Indeed, the questions were pulled from A. data management and probability, B. geometry and spatial sense, C. number sense and numeration, D. measurement, and E. algebra. The assessment of mathematical ability used in Sokolowski et al. In 2019 was composed of only mental arithmetic questions. As such, it is possible that the measure used in the current study captured a wider range of mathematical ability than that used in the previous research. A further difference between the current study and that of Sokolowski et al. In 2019 is the sample size. The current study had roughly twice the number of participants, 411 versus 186, and as such, we are confident that, at least when considering math ability more broadly, the relation between gender and math anxiety in adults is explained, in part, by math ability. Limitations. Although the results of this study bring new knowledge to the mathematical and spatial processing domains, it is important to consider the limitations of the study. First, the study is a correlational design, and all our measures were collected in one session. Thus, causal links cannot be established from a remediation analysis. Second, the different types of spatial ability are still being debated, and the field of spatial cognition has not yet come to a consensus on how many unique spatial abilities exist and how best to categorize them. While our study is in line with much of the newest research on spatial anxiety, it nonetheless did not include all possible types of spatial ability and spatial anxiety. Third, our participants included a much larger number of females than males. Obtaining equal group sizes for males and females would maximize statistical power. Fourth, although the mathematics questions included in our math assessment cover a wide variety of complex mathematical concepts, not only simple arithmetic, these questions were relatively easy for our participants to complete. Thus, these questions do not differentiate between the highest and lowest achieving participants. Finally, our participants are all undergraduate students enrolled at the same Canadian university. Therefore, these findings may not generalize beyond undergraduates/young adults in North America. Conclusion. In the current study, we investigated possible mediators of the gender difference in math anxiety. Manipulation anxiety was the strongest mediation of the relation between gender and math anxiety, in that in each model in which it was included, it explained the largest amount of unique variance in the relation between gender and math anxiety. Furthermore, navigation anxiety, math ability, and manipulation ability were also found to account for unique variance between gender and math anxiety. These findings highlight the importance of understanding and tackling manipulation anxiety and navigation anxiety, particularly for females, and hold great promise in informing interventions aimed at reducing the gender difference in math anxiety and in the STEM fields.